Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Eddie Shokes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Max West. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting third. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Borowy. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Hank Borowy. And now, play ball. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Borowy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a pop-up towards first. Shokes catches it and steps on first to double up Heck. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Mueller and he is out, Miller applying the tag. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 1 in the game. Clay strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Adams steals second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing strikes out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 1 in the game. Mueller is hit by the pitch. Lipke moves to second. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 1 in the game. Shokes bunts towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Lipke moves to third. Mueller moves to second. One out. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Lowry moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lowry scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell strikes out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. Clay takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 0-for-1 in the game. Borowy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay who is chasing the ball. Hack reaches third base with a triple. Sturgeon scores. Borowy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Cubs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hack scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lipke for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0-for-1 in the game. Shokes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Lipke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. West hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clay hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pavko. Clay reaches second base with a double. Lucan goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Vandermeer now pitching. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards first. Shokes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Borowy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borowy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Borowy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vandermeer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lipke hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0 for 2 in the game. Shokes hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack strikes out. 1 out. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay who is chasing the ball. Lowry reaches third base with a triple. Stringer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shokes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cavaretta for the out. Two outs. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Pavko hits a fly ball into left field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. West takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick pinch runs for Max West. Lonnie Frey pinch hits for Eddie Miller. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Claude Corbett pinch runs for Lonnie Frey. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Johnny Vandermeer. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno strikes out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clay hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick scores. Corbett moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko, who is chasing the ball. Adams reaches third base with a triple. Corbett scores. Clay goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Cubs. Bob Chipman now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Cubs. Berthas pinch hits for Al Lipke. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Adams now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-6, Reds. Eddie Shokes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shokes is 0-for-3 in the game. Shokes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Dane Clay now playing left field. Bob Usher now playing right field. Mike McCormick now playing center field. Claude Corbett now playing shortstop. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bob Skeffing. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into right field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Corbett misplays the ball. That's an error on Corbett. Charlie Gilbert pinch hits for Red Adams. Charlie Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.